It may seem like a problem worlds away, children being coerced, sold, and even abducted into a sex trafficking industry, but victim advocate Jenny Almquist says it's happening all across the state. Almquist is the director of Fierce Freedom, a nonprofit based in Eau Claire aimed at ending human trafficking. She says they're currently working with 8 victims from Wisconsin, each with a different experience.
We have stories that we know where boyfriends in high schools are selling their girlfriends to their friends for revenue and favors. That's happening right here in the Chippewa Valley.
Special Agent Jennifer Price of the Division of Criminal Investigation says prostitution and sex trafficking are synonymous, and online escort sites like Backpage.com and Craigslist are feeding the illicit industry.
This isn't just a large town phenomenon. This is happening in our large cities. It is also happening in our smaller towns, because we need to remember this, that the pimps will take their victims wherever they will get money.
While law enforcement and advocates say sex trafficking is increasing, data is hard to come by. That's partly because prostitutes rarely snitch on their pimps, but also because counties categorize trafficking differently. Almquist of Fierce Freedom says legislation needs to catch up with the problem. She says they're starting by working with lawmakers on a bill expunging prostitution charges from the records of women found to be trafficked so that victims aren't penalized. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.